Welcome to Audio 4 of Discovery-Oriented Conversational Process inspired by Janella Bird. I am Josephine Stanton. The text of this audio is on the website https://talkthatheals.org/. The focus of this fourth audio is the third point of difference. Taking up the power we hold for the benefit of the therapeutic process. A collaborative discovery process will not happen if we go with the flow and follow the lead of the person or people who consult us. We need to take up the power we hold and actively craft conversations which invite reflection so that people find a way of speaking about what they might not have noticed. Casual, friendly conversation can increase people's sense of connection, which is essential. We can't be of use to people without connection. Some sort of being with as two human beings is needed for that. But connection and being with do not address the risks entailed in the power relation. The power dynamic may augment the benefit people experience from our paying attention and demonstrating interest. Hearing their words and ideas spoken in the room as we do a reflection or summary can be particularly validating. But we can do much more than this. Using the power we hold to slow the conversation down can open space for people to have a different experience, to hear and feel themselves and each other in a family context speak. For example, I want to stop you and slow down the conversation. What you are saying is important, and I want to be sure I am getting it. This not only allows us to hear the other person, but it enables them to hear themselves, and it enables us to attend to the responses we are having, what we are noticing in the room, how we can support them to reflect, and identify what has possibilities for exploring further. Sometimes people speak as fast as they can to pass on as much information as possible about their or their child's predicament. They do this in the hope that the more information we have, the better, wiser response we will have to offer them. However, nothing new happens in a conversation like this. These conversations can lead to the frustration people describe in telling the same thing to professionals over and over. In a family conversation, so much happens in a short time in the room, often repeating familiar patterns. If we are to discover anything new, there needs to be a change to these patterns. Slowing the conversation down gives us a better chance of identifying and focusing on possibilities to explore. Using the power we hold to interrupt the flow supports the person to move between being immersed in their experience and reflecting. We can open space for discovery by using the power we hold to interrupt the flow and support the person to move between being immersed in their experience and reflecting on it. For example, can I just check, is this the usual way you do things? This sounds important. Is this a familiar experience? In the context of family members interacting, I want to stop you and just ask, does this sort of talk happen a lot at home? Does the intensity of the anger you are describing relate to the strength of the love you feel for Johnny? This invites the person to shift from being immersed in their experience to look in on what they're experiencing from a wide-angle view, placing the experience in a wider landscape. Focusing on the detail of a single event rather than general statements about what happens can help us find opportunities for exploration. For example, this sounds so tough, what's been going on. I would like you to focus on one event so that we can get some detail. Can you choose one example, any example, on one day you remember clearly, and we can talk about that from the beginning? What happened next? What would I have seen if I had been looking through the window? When people move back into general statements, we can prompt them. Is this what happened last Wednesday? Summarizing themes and drawing threads together with careful use of language is another way of slowing the conversation and providing opportunity for reflection. Summarizing enables everyone, including us, to reflect and process. In listening to the summary, the person can experience the validation inherent in the attending we've been doing and they can hear us speak their views aloud in the room. Using their words and the kind of language described in Audio 4 also helps. A summary also provides a platform for negotiating the focus of the conversation. Does that cover the main themes which have come up? As you are hearing me describe them, what are you drawn to? What seems most interesting to you to follow up with? Gathering in threads from an earlier part of the conversation and making movement explicit has potential for exploration. I noticed that we started talking about X, then moved to Y. Is there a connection between them? If we don't gather the threads, then we risk losing all but the last few minutes of a conversation. Another important use of the power we hold is to engage people's participation in a process of building trust and safety. In the traditional, widely held idea of a good therapist or clinician, we are required to be attuned, nurturing, empathic, validating, and trustworthy. In this view, we hold the responsibility to create safety and trust in a therapeutic relationship. In Janella's approach, building trust and safety is seen as a process we engage in together. The therapist has responsibility for taking care of the therapeutic relationship. Part of this responsibility involves taking active steps to engage the other person's participation in building trust and safety. If this conversation was becoming uncomfortable or unhelpful, what would you notice? Would you be able to let me know, give me a sign? I'm wondering what would make it easier for you to let me know. If I asked you directly about how comfortable you were feeling in the conversation, would you be able to answer honestly, or would you find yourself pretending things were okay? Is there anything I might notice that could cue me in so that I could check? Engaging a person as an active partner in a discovery process around managing safety and building trust can be therapeutic in itself. Identifying and communicating concerns or discomfort in any interpersonal interaction has challenges for most of us. Making this process explicit in the therapeutic relationship has opportunities for important learning and trying out shifting habitual behaviour. Sometimes with young people I take a light-hearted approach to this, similar to what Marsha Linehan will call irreverence, and ask them if they would clean my bicycle if I asked them to. Would they pretend they were enjoying it? This is the end of Audio 4, focusing on taking up the power we hold for the benefit of the therapeutic process. Thank you for listening. I would love to hear any feedback or ideas you have on info@talkthatheals.org.